Welcome to Hear Again, an opportunity to hear programs from the WERU archives during this 25th anniversary year. I'm Jim Campbell. Over the past quarter century, many of our friends and neighbors have produced short features that have run on Morning Maine. Cherie Mason was one of the very first contributors of short features on Morning Maine magazine. In fact, the very first episode of the Environmental Notebook aired the very first month that WERU was on the air, back in 1988. The Environmental Notebook eventually became a self-contained half-hour program on WERU and ran for hundreds of episodes. Over the years, Cherie Mason not only researched and produced the Environmental Notebook, but also created and produced many full-length episodes of The Wildlife Journal, and, most recently, co-produced a short feature with Daryl DeJoy called Ask Wham. On all of these programs, Cherie called attention to creatures of the natural world and what we could do to help them, and our planet, to survive in today's sometimes destructive social and economic environment. Here's a good example from May of 1988.
Environmental Notebook, Cherie Mason reporting. As I was cleaning my hummingbird feeder this morning, I thought, you know, that might be a good thing to talk about a little bit. It's nice to do something for the hummingbirds. They've made an awfully long trip up here, and they arrive tired and hungry. And we put out sugar water. I think many of us do. But, you know, you don't have to buy the packaged material. You can make your own. In fact, it's very good for them to use one part sugar, plain white sugar, to 4 parts of water, bring it to a boil, and then put it in those plastic containers you find at all the seed stores and bird stores, because they have red on it, and hummingbirds love the color red. The thing that's very important is never to use honey. I've been told that 100 times, because it does spoil. And to clean the feeder every 3 days, wash it with soap and water, detergent and water, and then put a new solution in. But hummingbirds are so interesting. We only have in the East the ruby-throated hummingbird, but that's the guy with the little red necktie and his mate who has just the clear breast. They're interesting because they are so tiny. Somebody who tried to weigh them, I guess they weigh between 1/7 to 1/10 of an ounce each. They have a wingspan of about 4 inches. But the funny thing about them is they will attack a crow. They'll even attack an eagle if it gets over their territory and they have a nest. They're just ferocious in that fashion. Their courtship involves a spectacular pendulum flight by the multicolored male. The less colorful female builds a dainty nest of lichens, cottony plant fibers, and spider webs on a horizontal tree limb. The white eggs are the size of navy beans, you can imagine. The hummingbird's power of flight is incredible. With, I said, its wingspread of about 4 inches, the hummingbird can fly 1 mile a minute. That's 45 to 60 miles an hour ground speed. It can fly up, down, forward, or backward. In its southward autumn migration, the ruby-throated flies a nonstop 500-mile marathon across the Gulf of Mexico. That's really something. Another thing I learned is that in addition to liking all of the flowers with throats, the columbine, the lilacs, and all the trumpet flowers, the honeysuckle, they will eat insects. They'll even take an insect off of a spider web if the insect is still struggling and they think they're pretty hungry. Anyway, hummingbirds are great, great fellows to have around, and I hope you will help them out. That's the Environmental Notebook, Cherie Mason.
That was Cherie Mason with an episode of her Environmental Notebook from May of 1988. If you'd like to listen to this program again or any of the Hear Again programs, just go to www.weru.org and click on the 25th anniversary link, where you'll find these programs and a whole lot more. Thanks for listening and for supporting WERU for a quarter of a century and counting.